Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. Welcome. I know you're wondering, well, what in the world is happening there? Where are those people at on that global vision for living today? Where, here we are. So sorry we had to jump from 8 a.m. to 8:30. You guys are running at the bit. God bless you. Good morning and good everything. If you are interested in God. But now, let me tell you something. We're going to hear today on your topic, how do I know that God is interested in me? You're interested in him. You wouldn't be on this show this morning. So you know what? We're going to move right on in because we're 30 minutes off schedule. How do anyone know that God is interested in thee? Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to jump right on that. If you're still breathing, let me tell you something. He's interested in you. There's something that you're supposed to be doing while you are breathing. So if you're still breathing, oh, yes, he is interested in you. You don't have to worry about that. No one really has to tell you that. We're not going to tell you anything. We're going to prove this morning that God is interested in you. You are still alive. God is interested in you. You're getting ready to eat and move those digestive fluids in your tummy. God is interested in you. You can see God is interested in you. And even if you couldn't see, so what? It doesn't mean that God is not interested in you, and we're going to prove it. Colonel William Harrison, are you with us this morning? Colonel has been with us for almost 2 years now on this show. Colonel, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Capitano. Listener audience, I am with you. Happy New Year's and right here. Absolutely. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Keep that microphone up to your face because we got a lot to cover in our spare 30 minutes. You know, people are not really going to the churches, even if they're old. People are not reading their Bibles, the Gallup poll shows. People, especially the 18 to 35-year-olds, they're not really thinking in terms of serving a God. They're thinking in terms of just doing good. And there's a difference between doing good and servicing and thinking and praying to your Creator. Yes, God is interested in you. If you're on this show this morning, and even for those that are not, God really is interested in you. Colonel Harrison, start us off. How would a person know that God is truly interested in them? He really cares in spite of what they see and hear going on. Give us your thoughts.
The thought that comes to mind to let us know God is still interested in us, listening audience and Doc, is that when certain things keep happening in our lives, that's one sign that we need to pause and we need to take notice. Another sign is when things start happening in our lives that we're unable to solve. The problems that we're having, we can't solve. That's another sign. And the third sign would be when things are happening in our lives and we become frustrated, then God's trying to get our attention so that we can turn back to him. And those things are called stumbling blocks to try to get our attention to focus, to pause, to pray, and then search for an answer through God.
That is very, very true. But now some might differ with that. And I'm saying that because all over the news this week, the beautiful attorney, former Miss Universe, they're saying that she committed suicide, she killed herself. Now, this is a genius that they are talking about, and they still are. A lot of people get to the point that, hey, what is this all about? You know, I've lived 30, 40 years. You know, I'm still struggling. I don't have anything. I don't have the man I want. I don't have the woman that I need. I don't have all of the material goods that I keep seeing flashing on these screens and that people are advertising. I don't know if I'm going to make it to Paris. I don't know if I'll ever make it to Big Bear. You know, I don't know what's happening to me. I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling like the genius people say that I am. And they go on and they start thinking, well, is life worth it? They're saying, you know, I don't have nobody that really care about me. And now we're going to step this thing up. God I don't even know if he's interested in me. Well, I can tell you this much for those talking about all the material goods that they have. Listen, we really don't owe anything. We're just using it for a short time. None of everything or what. But let me tell you something. None of that goes with you. Whatever you have, whoever you think you are, and people don't really realize that all good gifts, all perfect things come from God. And as you know, with the churches being shut down, most of the pastors on TV, and well, what if you miss your TV time? I mean, oh my God, this thing is so crazy. I don't think it's worth my time to stay on this earth. I'm going to end it. Ain't nothing for me to do. All I do, I don't feel that I've really earned it, even though people say, oh, I'm so accomplished, this and that and that and this. People are taking their lives. I just read about some more last evening. So obviously, if people really knew God and knew that he was interested, well, you're still here, what do you want me to do? This has been a problem. Most of the people dedicated to talking about God and telling people about another entity higher and better than them, smarter than them, richer than them, they ain't doing that. They haven't been doing that. They've been going all through the Bible, some of them that know it. I'm not talking about those that don't. Talking about Habakkuk, Malachi, Micah, Mordecai, Zechariah, Haggai. Oh, don't get me started. Yes, but the practicality of living and that there's a higher source that's calling the shots, they're not doing that. Standing up there trying to show how intelligent. You are nothing, and you know which group I'm talking about. You are nothing to stand up there in a 2-3-piece suit, elevated on a platform, want somebody to look up to you because you can quote a big name from the Bible. You see where things have headed because that's all you have been doing. And right now, you know what? Someone said on a TV show, oh, you know what? You know, I was getting ready to kill myself too. On national televised TV, this is happening from 8 years old all the way to 100, the elders have no one to show them an example that life is truly worth living. God is interested in us. We have missed the boat. We haven't been told the truth about this God that created us and that said, oh, for God so loved the world. He loved the world. Anything in it, he loved it. That he sent down from heaven his only begotten son. Yes, 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 yes. God is interested in you. And if there's anything that you miss, you're going to hear it now. Colonel Harrison, you are a minister. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this. Most people know you are a minister. What do you tell your flock? That's what the scriptures call these people that congregate to hear about God and God's son. What are you telling your people in the midst of all of this a killing and all of this suicide attempt and all of the suicides that are coming up? The world cannot handle them. Suicide, people killing themselves. What are people missing in their lives when they make the choice to kill themselves? They obviously think God is not interested in them. So, okay, you know what? He's sitting high and I'm laying low. He does not really care. Give us an answer there, Colonel.
Yes, I'm glad you asked, Doc. What I tell my members, the flock, the sheep here at the congregation of this church, I tell them that there are presently two kingdoms on earth. There's the kingdom of God, and there's the kingdom of Satan. Of course, God is the creator of the world, the earth, and everything that dwells therein, including mankind and animals and plant life. And that there's Satan, who's the enemy of God and the enemy of mankind. So I share with them the fact, this particular scripture, that God is not sly concerning his promise. He wishes that none should perish. He wants all of us to become, to turn to him, to depend upon him, to become saved, to allow him to lead us in the path that he has prepared for our lives so that we'll live a blessed and peaceful and pleasant life and not a life of confusion. So I just simply tell them that we need to yield ourselves to God, who's the creator, and not yield ourselves to Satan, who's the prince of this world, that's causing suicide, causing murder, causing robberies, causing chaos and causing confusion and dissension and division. So we have a choice, free will, decide whether we want to turn to God and follow God or turn to Satan and follow Satan and perish.
Oh, my God, that is really something. Now I'm thinking they first got to learn about Satan, who Satan is. Nobody has seen Satan. Nobody has seen him driving down the street. Ain't nobody seen Satan eating a bowl of soup. So I'm thinking to say that. Now, that sounds good, and it sounds great for those that are spiritually oriented. You have some that are not. The scriptures show that that is true. So the whole point of the matter, yes, if we tell them, yeah, there's a kingdom of God and there's a kingdom of Satan. You know, I'm listening to that. I'm not feeling that. And of course, it is true. But you have got to, somebody, these people, our brothers, our sisters, our loved ones, our politicians, obviously, no one has taught that. I dicker to say that out of 58,000, you know what, I'm quoting something I heard, churches, kingdom halls, and all of that here on earth, obviously that is not enough. Because every time you pick up the paper, you know what, life ain't worth living. Now, if that was so and true and believable, I don't think anyone would be taking their own life. When people take their lives, they have some guilt there. They got a lonely spirit, maybe some unmet love. Maybe they feel that they're of no value. I mean, I could go on with a whole list. When people kill them, like they're saying, I'm no good and life is not worth living. Okay, so let's concentrate on why someone would say life is not worth living and I'm not worth living. And most of all, let me tell you something. Most of all, I don't know no helper. I don't know God. I've heard of the one that created me, but that's it. I have not been taught that. I've been taught everything else, as I said earlier, standing up, trying to talk over people. I haven't heard that. Miss me with that. My bishop father said he would rather see a sermon than hear one. You take someone, a family burning up in a home. How are you going to rescue them standing outside looking in? The firemen are trained, hell come high water. Flames up to heaven, I'm going in. And I think that should be someone's preach service. I'm going in. I can't save them standing out here talking. But I know if I kick that door in and run in, I may not make it out, but I'm trained to do that. So I'm thinking, hey, y'all, all y'all, I hope you're still on this call listening. I'm going in. Our people have got to, those that are dedicated and claim, oh, I've been called. I can eat that up and spit it out. Oh, I've been called. Yes, everybody living has. You want some glory? Go and get you a PhD. Then you'll have some glory. But that won't save the world. I'm going in. I see the world on fire. I'm going in. Bishop said, I'd rather see one than hear one. And that's part of our problem. You got some 18 to 35, never heard the name Jehovah. Why not? Because they're on there talking prosperity and what God's going to do. God is not going to do anything but what he said. He's sending his son back with a wrecking crew. He is. His son said the end will come. So if we're talking on this show about God being interested in us, yes, he is. Yes, he is. And those, he said, that are in charge, that haven't went on out there, didn't go in, He got something for them. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel. Oh my God. And do not mention Jeremiah. Hey, got something for them. Let them talk about their doom. Because God has said, I'm sending you out amongst wolves in sheep clothing. I want you to preach. I want you to teach. I want you to baptize. But he said out. He didn't say standing up inside. Now, I know I'm probably hitting on the wrong corners, but I tell you what. Let them that I'm referencing to open their door up and look out. It's all true. People need to know that God is interested in them, not what they have, not who they are, but collectively as humanity, he is interested. Colonel Harrison, what are some of the ways? Now, I want you to come on up to that mic. What are some of the ways that we, as God's servants, can tell the people, let them know that God is interested in them and, of course, what he expects of them once they find that out?
Well, the fact that they are still alive to present day, in spite of the turmoil in the world, that we're still alive, number one. And number two, God still provides for us. Indirectly, we think that we provide, but our main provider is God, Jehovah. He provides for us to have shelter, provides for us to have food, provides for us to have clothing, provides for us to have other resources we need. And number three, God watches out for our welfare. He loves us, and he does care for us. And even during the times when we think, and we may not know God, who God is, God Jehovah, but the times that we think that God is not watching over us, there is someone greater and more superior than mankind who's watching over us, and his name is God. So he loves each and every one of us. Mankind is his highest creation, and he wishes that none should perish. So we, again, it goes back to us, which we have already taught on, of seeking God, finding out who he is, being taught about who God is, and so forth and so on, so we can draw closer to God and be able to find out who he is, and then we'll be able to live a better life for God and for ourselves.
That is so true. That is so true. That really is true. But now I'm thinking, people obviously that are thinking about and have already committed suicide, they obviously have felt that there's no power that I can go to. I've heard about that power. I have not seen nothing done with that power. I'm hopeless. I feel helpless. If you pick up a suicide manual, people that have studied suicide, they tell you some of the things to look for in a person before he kills himself. And what I just said is some of them feel hopeless, helpless. I'm not worthy. There's nothing more I want to do. I can't solve this problem. Oops, I just hit it on the nail. I think some of these people need to be talking about that. You got people going around living in these big cars and out of them, living in their cars now. How can we go up and tell them something about God is interested in thee? And you mean this is how I'm living? Don't have a job? Talk to like a dog, abused in my own household? I don't see a way out. This is what needs to be taught to people, that there's only one way out. Now, of course, they can read that for themselves. They don't have to get in their car and drive nowhere and set up on anybody, give them some money. They don't have to do that. Please, you guys, I'm telling you, you don't have to do that. But when people feel there's no hope, I've done everything I know and I'm still having these problems, I've given all I can in this life and still I'm not happy. There's nothing here. Why do I keep eating and drinking? Some of these are the things that run through a person's mind. And don't ask me how I know. When they feel like there's no need to go on. God certainly ain't nothing above and below earth interested in me. You know, when you start feeling like that, hopeless and helpless. So obviously, people that have gotten away from a God, they ain't going to look to him because they ain't been told to look to him. Somebody can say, oh, yeah, you know, pray to God and he's going to make it all right. You know what? That ain't working. What they saying ain't working. You know it ain't working. Suicide rates are up amongst black women. I mean, they said they skyrocketing. Well, I can see, you know, black men going with white women and trying to, and the ones that can't afford the white ones, they getting some as light and colored as they can. Oh, I'm tuck on that. I'm going to write that down. Mexican women and all of that. You sure going to feel hopeless with that kind of statistic. Home prices going up. You're going to feel helpless if you ain't got one. Kids crazy. You got to get them when they small. Anybody contemplating suicide, hold it right here and now. Let me tell you something. The others may not tell you this. You are somebody. Land with nothing, you are somebody. And I'm telling you now, you can reach. You may not know all about God. You may, of course, you may never, you haven't seen him. You haven't heard his voice. Don't slam in your face. Some say, oh, yeah, that's God talking. Let me tell you something. Come hell or high water, whatever you have missed, keep tuning in to the global vision for living today because you're going to get some. You don't have nothing right now if you're contemplating suicide. You think really ain't nobody and nothing in physical form or spirit form that can anything about you. I'm here to tell you that's a lie. That's a lie. Clean off anybody off the planet Earth. Clean them all off. We know that's satanic. But there's a spiritual mission to destroy everything breathing on Earth. You're still breathing. You got a chance to give God some glory. Oh, well, I don't know him like that. Well, you know him now. Give God some glory. Is God interested in you? Very quickly, Colonel Harrison, give us three additional ways. You told us, yes, he cares. I can't look out the door and see that, you know, the sun. Here, let me look under the door. Sun is shining. Sky is blue. Don't you know God is disappointed in us? He's given us everything on earth. And look at what we've done. Nuclear arsenals pointing at each other in every country. You think he's pleased with that? No, he is not. But we, you, as human flesh that he created, just like mom and daddy, cares. He cares. There's no end to God's glory and beauty and his care for humankind. But there's some things that we got to do. And we're not going to give you no spaced out anything. There's some things we got to do. I'm going to start it off, Colonel Harrison. Number one, and we've said this many times, hey, let me tell you, fall down on your knees. And you can tell God, God, I don't know everything about you that I should, but I'm sick, sorry, and sad. I need any kind of help you have because I'm not happy living. I don't see the point. God, help me. Now, that's a short prayer. You done tried everything else. You at this point now. You know God is interested in each and every one of us. Or this earth would have been obliterated a long time ago. Now, Daddy used to say that God does not have to kiss anyone you know what to show them that he loved them. I was amazed that he would say that. But he helped the army. Thousands was trying to get in. They would get their hour or two just apart. Choir all around the corner. And he would get up and say, now, if you're not for real, he'd get up and get out of here. Somebody else can use the space. He didn't play around codicil with them. He didn't do it. He said, I don't care if you come here or not. God is the one that told you to come. He said, I'm probably worse than all of y'all sitting here. He was honest like that. He didn't promise him nothing. Keep saying the same thing week after week. Oh, my God. That's the crazy one there, not them coming. Saying the same thing. Same thing. dog wagging his own head. Same thing. Colonel Harrison, before we close, help us out. How can anyone know that God is interested in them? Now, this for real.
We know that God is interested in us, again, because, as you said, the first one, Doc, was to pray unto God. And then we have to also turn unto God. And when we turn unto him, we're depending upon him. And then we also have to seek him. So once we do that through prayer, the Bible says God will reveal himself to us, and God will make himself known unto us, and God will take care of our concerns. But we have to yield. We have to humble ourselves. We have to go to him in prayer, as a baby comes, depend on the mother to provide milk and provide food, provide nourishment. We as children have to go unto God through prayer, seek him, and God will reveal himself to us. And God will take care of us and lead us to someone who can help us with the problems, with the trials, with concerns, and so forth that we have.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great. I'm in my home with the gun up to my head. I mean, do you really think someone is going to start saying, well, you know what, I'm going to put the gun down, I'm going to put all these fentanyl pills down, and I'm going to, okay, let me see. I think I got to seek out somebody. That means I got to go outside. That means I got to look down the street. It means I got to wait on the bus stop. Oh, are they coming? God, tell me the clothes they got on. Tell me something. How do I know? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Triple, double, quadruple, wow. I don't think they're going to do that. You got a person sitting on the side of their bed, sitting on the side of a chair with a gun to the head. What has brought them all the way from the point of laughing and grinning with friends and family to sitting there with a gun to their head? Someone is saying that here. I see you on the screen. Okay, now that's a very good question. So before it gets to that point, I like what you said about prayer. Some that don't believe in God and said, I've never spoken to God or about God. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. So now we're going on to another step. Before they get to that point where they say, you know what, God don't care about me, so, you know, I'm out of here. That's an in-between point. By the time they make that statement and then figure out the next day, maybe half of the same day, the next week, next month, that here it is. I got the gun in my hand. I'm getting ready to kill myself. Something needs to happen in between that. There's got to be a rescue mission on the floor, on the street, before it happened to that. And the only way you're going to catch them before that, hey, hello, you got to knock on a door somewhere. The man done said, the Son of God done said, what were you there for? No matter what they think, knife to the throat, gun to the head, you had the only way out for them behind doors. You got to go to them. You got to get to them. You got to get in your car. Use your feet. Get out of there. Go run into that burning house. Run in. Jesus hung, bled, and died to teach that. There's no other way. Well, they say, oh, well, I ain't going to pray because I don't even know how to pray. You know what? We that are strong and committed and that have said, for God I live and for God I die, you got to get in the house. You got to go there. They got to see you standing at the gate. Oh, some help is here. Go ye therefore. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. Next time, we had to get on here a little late. You know why, but we're here. We're at the burning house. We're knocking. Let us in. Have a great weekend. We will see you next week in spirit and hear you. God bless you. Global Vision for Living Today Show.